Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Student nurses and midwives are set to receive a backdated promised pandemic placement grant of €100 per week by the 1st of June, the Minister for Health has confirmed. Minister Stephen Donnelly also pledged that all of this year's nursing and midwifery graduates will be offered permanent contracts in the public health system. Let's speak to our industry and employment correspondent, Ingrid Miley. Ingrid, tell us more about these compensation and conditions for student nurses.
Well, this became an issue when the pandemic hit, because up to then, students had a certain number of weeks that they had to spend on the wards or in a healthcare setting being supervised, but they were supposed to be supernumerary, as they say. They were additional. They weren't to replace staff.
Unpaid.
But when the chaos started, some of them were hired as healthcare assistants. Some of them who had pre-existing part-time jobs that were funding their studies had to give up those jobs to avoid cross-infection, for example, in nursing homes where there was high risk. So this caused huge disruption to their educational situation. So a review by Professor Tom Collins recommended that there should be a pandemic placement grant of €100 per eligible week. The minister confirmed today that will be backdated to last September, and but also that payment should commence by the 1st of June. So that will be good news for the student nurses. Now, there's also a longer term review being undertaken by a Mr. Sean McHugh, and that's going to look at pay for the final year internship, that fourth year of the degree course, and also at travel subsistence and accommodation for students when sometimes the first to third years have placements that require travel and what have you. Now, the INMO has said it welcomes the fact that the delay in paying that pandemic placement grant to the students will be over by the 1st of June, but says that's not the end of the matter, because its attention will now shift to the longer term review that's being undertaken, and they say they look forward to engaging with that.
Ingrid, what about other healthcare workers and a call for them to receive either more leave or a bonus payment for the work they've done over the last year?
Well, yes, this is a claim that the INMO put in November. Their motion today they've passed an emergency motion reaffirming, if you like, that demand, and their motion is saying that, citing some of the additional burdens they've taken, exposure to COVID at first hand, working in PPE, hazardous working conditions, roster changes, cancellation of annual leave, redeployment, including to the private nursing home sector, and other stresses. They've called on the government to acknowledge, as other administrations have, the special contribution and extraordinary risks endured on behalf of the community by frontline patient-facing staff. The motion actually said words are not enough. Now, Stephen Donnelly said he was conscious of the need to demonstrate gratitude and said, "I'm hopeful that within a few months of our vaccine rollout, in addition to many other health measures, it'll bring us to a place where we can look back at the pandemic, take stock of frontline workers' huge contributions and put in place appropriate measures to recognise these." But the INMO has said this is not only morally but practically necessary for rest and recuperation. But this is huge, because if you think about it, there are 41,000 nurses. Give each of them the 10 days additional leave that they're looking for, that's an extra 410,000 working days gone. Extend that to the rest of the health service, that's 1.2 million days gone. Extend that to the private sector with transport, retail, delivery staff. It's a huge issue. So the way that this has been phrased is that they don't want cash. They want the time for recuperation. So we'll see how long that takes.
Ingrid, thank you.